Selections, published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2005. The Science Fair Gadget.
Amy was in school. She had a science class. She loved science, and she was very good at it. Famous inventors needed to be good at science, and Amy wanted to be a famous inventor. Today, however, Amy was feeling impatient. Her usual teacher was out sick, so the class was reviewing for a quiz. Every so often, Miss Jones, the strict teacher from Room 5, came in to check on them. Jessica and Diana were passing notes behind Amy and giggling. Dan and Ben were playing basketball with balls of crumpled paper. Amy got out her latest invention. It was made out of a pocket calculator, some software she'd programmed herself, and a few other bits and pieces. On the front was a big square piece of sponge. Amy wasn't supposed to bring her inventions into school. The principal had been unhappy when her last experiment, a grass-cutting device, had started cutting down all the flowers in the schoolyard. It wasn't supposed to do that, of course. It was supposed to cut grass. But something had gone wrong with the software. This invention was a very smart little gadget. Amy was quite proud of it. She began to press buttons and twist wires around. The little gadget made a purring sound, a little like a happy cat. Suddenly, Amy realized that the class was very quiet. Dan and Ben weren't playing basketball with paper anymore, and Jessica and Diana had stopped giggling. Miss Jones was standing in front of Amy, looking very annoyed.
"What is it you're doing that is so much more interesting than reviewing?"
she asked in a strict voice.
"I'm sorry, Miss Jones. I was trying to improve my invention. It's for the science fair."
She added the last part, hoping that it would help. This was a science class, after all.
"I see,"
said Miss Jones. Her small brown eyes flashed behind her glasses.
"What does it do?"
"It cleans the board,"
said Amy.
"It was going to be a gift for Mrs. Mills. She can never get the board clean enough."
"I see,"
said Miss Jones again.
"Why don't we have a little demonstration?"
she said.
"You can clean this board for me."
"Well, it's never been tested,"
said Amy slowly.
"Oh, come on, Amy. Don't be shy. I'm sure it will work perfectly,"
Miss Jones insisted. Some of Amy's friends were looking excited at this interruption. Some of them were looking nervous. They'd seen a few of Amy's inventions before.
"Okay,"
said Amy. She might as well test it here, she thought. And it was certainly more interesting than reviewing for the quiz. She went to the board carrying her little gadget. She placed it at the top of the board in the left corner. It hung from a small hook. Amy entered the measurements of the board into the machine. She turned to look at the class and at Miss Jones.
"Are you sure about this?"
she asked.
"Yes, quite sure,"
Miss Jones said. Some of Amy's classmates were hiding under their desks. Amy turned back to the board and pressed another button. Her little gadget started to purr as it wriggled its way along the top of the board. Behind it, a neat line of clean board appeared as the sponge wiped it. A small bottle sprayed the board, and a duster polished it. When it reached the end of the board, the gadget moved down and started back in the other direction.
"It works,"
said Mark in surprise.
"Oh, they all work to begin with,"
Jessica said from under her desk. Suddenly, the purring noise of the little gadget became a rumble, and it began to shake and jump on the board.
"What's happening to it?"
Miss Jones asked anxiously. Before Amy could grab it and turn it off, her gadget leaped off the board and began to clean its way around the classroom floor.
"Oh, no!"
Amy cried as she tried to catch it. The little gadget was too quick for her. There were shrieks of laughter from her friends as they watched her crawling around on her hands and knees after the tiny machine.
Amy, stop that machine right now!
Miss Jones said.
I'm trying to, Miss Jones,
cried Amy.
I have to catch it. I don't know what it might do.
At that moment, the little gadget decided that Amy's classmates needed to be cleaned. It jumped onto Ben's desk and began to wipe his favorite t-shirt. Soon, the t-shirt was covered with marker from the board. Then it made its way over to Diana and began to polish her cheeks with its duster. Spluttering and laughing, Diana got up and ran to the other side of the classroom. Then, disaster! The gadget turned on Miss Jones. It moved towards her very quickly and jumped on her, just like a cat springing into a tree. It wiped her glasses with its little sponge square, leaving them covered in marker. It gave her glasses a quick squirt of liquid from the little bottle. Then, it just stopped. Just then, there was a sound of a door opening, and the class turned to see the principal standing there.
What's going on in here?
He said. He looked at Miss Jones, who was cleaning her glasses. He saw the gadget lying on the floor, and he looked at Amy.
Amy, is this one of your inventions?
He asked. Before Amy could answer, Miss Jones suddenly spoke.
I'm afraid this is my fault, Mr. Bond. We were testing a class project, and it got out of control. I think we need to do some more work on it before the science fair.
Mr. Bond looked suspicious, but he couldn't do anything except tell the class to keep the noise down. He closed the door behind him as he left.
Thank you, Miss Jones,
said Amy. Miss Jones finished cleaning her glasses and put them back on. She looked at Amy and said,
I couldn't let you take the blame when I was the one who asked you to test that little monster. But please, don't bring any more of your inventions to class until you know they work.
Yes, Miss Jones,
said Amy. She went back to her desk and put her little gadget in her bag. She picked up her pencil and started reviewing for the quiz. Quizzes might not be as interesting as her inventions, but they certainly were safer.